91X News.
It's 8 degrees and overcast. I'm Mark Venema with 91X News. Four young people were injured too seriously when the car they were driving in veered off the road and struck a hydro pole near Marmara. The accident happened early yesterday morning on Cordova Road. Police say the vehicle was speeding at the time. Two of the passengers had to be extricated from the car, and all four were transported to Camelford Memorial Hospital. Police say although there's no evidence of the driver being impaired, the passengers had been drinking. The collision is still under investigation, and charges are pending. A Stirling woman is facing charges after rolling her truck on Highway 62 last night. Central Hastings OPP got the call at around 7 o'clock after the woman's truck rolled, landing in a swamp in Thurlow Ward. She was uninjured and refused medical attention. 38-year-old Tracy Parks of Stirling faces charges of careless driving and driving a motor vehicle while having liquor readily available, but alcohol was not a factor. Cleanup is expected at a Roblin Road property today after a fire destroyed a house and barn on it yesterday. Crews from Quinty West and Belleville battled the blaze all day, but the house was gutted. Quinty West Fire Chief John Whalen expects damages to exceed $600,000. No one was injured in the blaze. The investigation also continues in Brighton. Brighton fire crews responded to a house fire on the morning of Good Friday on Division Street. It has since been deemed suspicious. An investigator with the Ontario Fire Marshal has been on scene, and the investigation is continuing. A murder trial in the Friendly City is getting a longer-than-expected break. The jury in the case against 23-year-old Miles Hughes had a four-day weekend and was scheduled to get underway this morning, but the trial has now been pushed back to next week due to a family matter with a member of the jury. The trial is now expected to resume on Monday. Hughes is charged with second-degree murder in the death of Roy Mays Jr. and attempted murder after allegedly shooting Justin Coughlin. The incident happened on St. Patrick's Day 2 years ago at a Victoria Avenue apartment. The trial of a man accused of killing Victoria Stafford is also taking an unexpected break today. Superior Court Judge Thomas Heaney told jurors they won't be sitting for the day because Michael Rafferty's lawyer is sick with the flu. Court was set to hear from forensic experts about DNA and other testing that was done on several items seized from Rafferty's car. Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. And NDP leader Andrea Horvath has laid out her final demands to support the Liberals' budget. She says there's nothing in the fiscal plan to help the unemployed, so she wants a $250 million job creation tax credit. Horvath also wants the Liberals to keep Ontario Northland in public hands and help sectors affected by the budget like horse racing and tourism. That's 91X News to 203. Here's John Boldrick with a look at sports.
In sports, Miami Marlins manager Ozzie Guillen has been suspended for 5 games because of comments he made about Fidel Castro. The suspension by the team takes effect immediately. Guillen says fair or not, he has no choice but to serve the suspension.
Well, I can't control that. The way I feel right now, I cannot say it's unfair or unfair. I think they make that decision. To me, it's a very sad situation because I got to let the ball close. They're playing pretty good baseball right now. Not be there for them. And then that's very important for me to be with the club.
Guillen told Time magazine he loves Castro and respects the retired Cuban leader for staying in power for so long. The remarks have caused a public backlash. Former Major Leaguer Vladimir Guerrero says he has turned himself over to police in the Dominican Republic after reportedly being involved in a scuffle with a police officer in a disco. A spokesman for the police in the Dominican says that Guerrero was involved in a physical encounter with an officer. Guerrero is currently a free agent after finishing last season with the Baltimore Orioles. It appears Steve Smith will be with the Panthers for a little while longer. The wide receiver and the team have agreed to a 3-year contract extension. The 32-year-old Smith had over 1,300 yards and had 7 touchdown catches this last season. Carolina is the only NFL team that Smith has played for during his 11-year career. That's sports. Here's Mark Venema with 91X Weather.
Showers today with high winds and a high of 7. Rain showers ending near midnight, then mainly cloudy with a chance of wet flurries or more rain showers, a low of +2. A chance of wet flurries again tomorrow morning, a high of 11 though by tomorrow afternoon, and sunshine for Thursday and a high of 13. It's 8 degrees. I'm Mark Venema with John Boldrick. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.